We can't keep doing this. I can't keep doing this. This, the fighting every other day. I mean, I feel like a broken record at this point. It's the same things. It's the same thing that we keep arguing about. That I'm fighting for and you're just not. Every single time I try to talk to you, you ignore me. You never want to have that conversation. Typical. Is this what we're going to do? This is what we're doing? The silent treatment? Really? Gosh, I don't know what you want from me. I don't. One second, you want to be with me. You see a future with me. I make you happy. You love me. And the next, I mean nothing to you. That's exactly how it is. What? What do you mean, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that one second you're all in and the next second you're out. Like, make up your mind. Do you want me or not? You know what? I feel like you enjoy this. I feel like you enjoy making me angry. Like, you like seeing me upset. Yeah, I think you do. Because I don't think it's that hard to tell me how you feel. I don't think that it's hard. What is so hard about telling me that I matter to you? Huh? All of this time, do you not trust me? Have I not made it extensively clear that you are what I want? Do I not make you feel special all the time? The little things I do, I call you, I check in on you. Even when we're on bad terms, I check in on you. Like, mid-argument, I'm still checking in on you. There's not one point that you have to question how I feel about you, ever. My actions are very clear. They match up with every single word that I've said. Whereas you say that you love me. You say that you care about me. You say that you want me and that I matter. And then you do the exact opposite. You ignore me. You stand me up and you're never ready. You say all of these things, and then when it's actually time to put some action behind it, you don't. And all I've been asking you from the very beginning is, what do you want? And your answer has never been me. Ever. And it makes me feel stupid. It does. It makes me feel like a fool. Some stupid girl who you just can't get away from. Is that right? Like, I'm the girl that you keep around until you're actually ready to settle down with somebody that you actually like. That's how you make me feel. Like, I'm disposable. A placeholder. And I just feel like, for the amount of time that we've been keeping this up, that you would finally just consider me, my feelings, and just let me know what is going on, what I'm doing, if I'm wasting my time, something. I need you to give me something. Because I don't want to be that. And I've told you that time and time again. I don't want to be the girl that you keep around until you meet the person that you actually want. I don't want to be that. I don't deserve that. I don't. And despite my actions, how I've went about this entire thing, how I've allowed you to do all of these things to me and make me miserable, it's not a reflection of how I feel about myself. It's not. Because I know I deserve better. I do. I deserve so much more than what you give me, which is nothing. You give me absolutely nothing. You don't bring me flowers. You don't ask me about my day. You don't ask me about myself. You don't care. You simply do not care. You can call me over here late at night, but you can't even ask me about my day. That's where you draw the line. My day, small talk, checking in on me, all of that is way over the line. But it's not an issue for you to lay me down when you please. I feel so pathetic when I'm with you. So pathetic. And I shouldn't feel that way about somebody that I love. I shouldn't. God, you just make me so freaking angry. I swear to God. Like, I don't know how you can do this to me. I don't. I really don't. Everything that I do for you, I'm so good to you. So good to you. And it means absolutely nothing. When we met that night, I chose you. I said, this is the person for me. And there's no reason for me to keep looking. Every single person who tries to talk to me, I tell them I'm unavailable. You know why? Because to me, it was always you. And then there's you. When other people try to talk to you, you say, okay, I'm going to get to know them. Let me just tell her I can't do it right now. I'm not in the place to be in a relationship. Whatever bullshit that you're trying to tell me at that very moment. That's what you do. You have time for everybody else but me. Every single weekend, you're out with your friends. You never want to come over and spend quality time with me. You don't do any of the stuff that I want. Not even a phone call. I'm not even worth that to you. Everything has to be in person, on your time. And I'm sick of it. I really am. I'm so tired because we've been doing this for so long. I can't keep doing this forever. I can't. I really can't. Just nothing about this makes sense. You know me. You know how I feel about you. You've known how I felt about you. And every single time you ask for assurance, I give it. I give it to you in every single way. The way I talk to you, the way I touch you, everything that I do lets you know that I love you. And everything you do makes me feel like you hate me. And you still have nothing to say. You know, some would say silence speaks a lot louder than words. The fact that when I say things like this, you have nothing to rebuttal, it makes me think that I'm right. Because we'll talk about things like this, or I'll talk about things like this, and you'll ignore me, and then you don't debunk any of the things that I'm saying. And then we stop talking, and then you're back like nothing ever happened. I don't work like that. I can't go months without talking to you and still say that, like, I care. I couldn't do that to you. I couldn't ignore you and then tell you that I care about you. That's manipulative as fuck. It is. An apology without change is literally manipulation because you just said what you needed to say to get back into my good graces. And it's not going to work anymore. It's not. We've been doing this for entirely too long. I deserve so much more. I do. This isn't a matter of me not knowing my worth. I'm not one of these low self-esteem girls that you like to talk to all the time. That's not me. I know I deserve a lot. I've been nothing short of amazing to you. Everything that I do. Just because you don't appreciate it doesn't mean that it's not there. Remember in December when I asked you the same thing for the first time? And I said, we've been talking for a while. And I'm at a point where I just need to know how you feel about me. You remember what you said? Well, I do. I do. And you said that you're not ready. You're not ready for a relationship. That's what you told me. And I said, okay. As much as it hurt me, I said, okay. And I told you, I said, I don't want to be let on. And I don't want to keep this going any longer. So I wish you the best. That's what I said. And do you know what that meant? That meant as much as this kills me and as much as this is not what I want you to be happy because I actually care about you. And obviously you're not happy with me. So maybe you should go find that. That's what that meant. And you said, okay, you left me. You left me. And I had to sit there for days, unable to function, feeling my heart break every single second because you willingly walked away from me. And then a couple months later, you're back saying you're glad that we had that talk. And that you've been reflecting and that all of a sudden you're ready and you want to see where things go. And then you told me the reason that you want to see where things go is because you know that you've never tried. And you know, hearing that wasn't, I don't think it was the response that you thought it was going to give me. I felt so angry because all those times that I pleaded with you, just like I'm doing right now, you made me feel like I was crazy. Like I was just being emotional. When in all actuality, I was right and you knew I was right. You didn't try because you didn't want to. And I don't understand why you wouldn't want to try with someone like me. What is it? What about me is so different that you hold yourself back? Yet with anybody else, you can talk to them, you can open up, you can fit them into your schedule, even when you don't know them. It's totally fine for you to do, but when I, the person who you tell you love, needs you, you're never there. Ever. And when we're not talking, this is what I think about. I think about all the times that you weren't there for me. I think about all the times that you let me just ramble about how unhappy I am. It's too much. It's way too much. I deserve someone who wants to talk to me. The bare minimum. I asked you for the bare minimum. I ask you to talk to me. And you can't even do that. Just to show a little bit of appreciation for the things that I do. Show me how proud you are to have me. And then I find myself having to hold back. Because I feel like if I do certain things for you without your commitment, it's like there's nothing to come with a title. It's nothing. What's the point of you even giving me a title if I'm already doing all these things? Right? That doesn't make sense. So I don't get it. You don't want me, but you don't want to let me go. So what am I supposed to do with that? And I need answers tonight. Do you want me? Actually want me? Because if I'm not the one for you, then you have to let me go. You can't just keep me here, putting me through this mess. You can't keep doing it. You can't. Look at me. Look at me. Tell me right now. Do you want me? I need you to show me. I need you to show me that you care. You do. What are you doing? No, don't do that. Don't get closer. I can't do this. No, don't. Seriously. No, we're not doing this. Mm-mm. No, we're not. I need you to talk to me. Use your words, not your hands. I guess that's it then. I think you should go. I think you should go.